if there's anything that, if there's anything that this, I don't know how long I have because we have some people come into the house, but I'm going to glance the questions that came in to me and notice everybody had their hand up. Appreciate you all. I think that's obvious, but I like the hanging out space. Let me go to Bella Sue. You know who you are. I just took you off mute. You had your hand up.
Bella Suve,
Great.
thank you so much for your generosity with your time and your answers. Something that's been coming up for me this week is wondering if there's a difference between animism and anthropomorphization. I'd learned that, to anthropomorphize is like to reduce the personhood of the other. But it also seems like it could be a bridge in helping to see it as something other than like them as something other.
Yeah, no, I understand. I don't know if it was Luis or I just saw you asked on Facebook at some point about maybe I guess not that connected. You're asking about the stone people and about if the stone split, does it become more than one person? I think it was somebody else actually asked it. Let me engage with your question. My reference point in general is that we want to apply the same as a starting point. We look to what works in interpersonal relationships between living humans in terms of kindness, respect, boundaries, etiquette, reciprocity, values that we know tend to support healthy relationships. And we bring those same sensibilities into the relationships with the other than humans as a starting point, knowing that that isn't always going to go easily or well, because there are a lot of different kinds of relationships that happen on different power differentials and different, different needs and all that. But it's a starting point to notice what works well for relationships tends to work well for all kinds of different people. Now there's a risk that in doing that, I'm saying you should project human norms onto the other than humans. Now, in the one sense, that can be rude because it suggests that they're going to be like us when they're not. In another sense, it's polite because it extends to them the same level of kind of status or personhood or valuing that we do with other living humans, hopefully. Right? And so, is there a risk that we are just saying the whole universe is like humans? There is. But usually, anthropocent or the anthropomorphizing or making things in the shape of anthro or human, usually that's a way for judgy, colonialist minded people to describe what they are judging as a superstitious or unevolved way of people thinking that other than humans are like people. And so, usually, it's like an intellectual dig. And not always, but usually it's held that way. So you have to see how's that being used. If it's being used in that way, well then be like, well, you're being judgy. You're being a judgy, colonialist minded person. But if it's more like someone saying, hey, relative, I noticed that you're trying to relate with that yarrow plant like you do with your partner. But this yarrow plant needs a different style of approaching if you want to get a response. Well, then that's a different thing. That's a question of bringing more nuance to how we're relating with the others. Does that speak some to what you're?
Yeah, it does. I was thinking like specifically with, when we're going on these journeys to meet them and they're coming back and saying these things, is that just to comfort us? Is that really what they're saying, or is that just, us applying our schema?
Well, that gets into the question of are we having really clear like soul to soul contact with another. All those same questions come up with every relationship with another living human as well. Like if you've ever tried marriage, for example, is like, or just partnership, be like, am I just applying my own schemas, or am I hearing what I want? Am I actually meeting the other? And so all that, like, is the intimacy working? What do I need to do? Is there too much or not enough of me? And, you know, all that negotiation that needs to happen for real contact and intimacy to occur. It's that rich and fraught and complicated with the others as well. And full of potential. And so, yeah, we can totally project our stuff onto them. And we can also only be open to hearing a really limited bandwidth of things. And we can imagine we're hearing something that's not really what's happening, and all that can occur. But that's the richness of just relationship, because it's a total disaster and beautiful mess and all kinds of things. So good. We'll finish soon. See if there's anything else I want to say. One theme I'll speak to is sometimes the topic around food can snag people's perfectionism and sense of deserving. I know we spoke to it a little bit earlier, but look, be really good with yourself. Like, if there's anything that's going to get us out of the big cultural mess that we're in, whatever it is, there's going to be a lot of love and a lot of messiness involved in that, and a lot of kindness. And so, if you don't feel worthy of things, then beg the earth to put you in touch with love enough to know your own goodness and to feel like to have a healing around your heart and all that, and to ask to be shown your own worth and your own specific goodness. And last thing I'll say maybe is a way of a goal, if you will, for this work or this course or something is becoming even more regular sized. And it takes a lot of crashing around in practice and vulnerability to be not too big, not too small. Mm. And it means we have to really hold our center and be authentic and be accountable to what we're here to do, but to make a lot of space for others and to appreciate them and love them and lift them up along the way and know how to be part of a bigger network. And that's, it sounds easy in theory, but then you get to doing it and it's like, whoa. So, let me say just that. I'm coming. No, I'll be right up. Yep. So that's my cue. Thanks, everybody, for your presence. And thanks, Lindsay, for the support and all the supporters. Truly, keep speaking up throughout the course and ask for what you need. Be a little bit, all in like that. And if I haven't responded, if you don't get a response within, like, let's say 4 days, follow up. Like, very occasionally, we somehow lose track of something or whatever it is. But don't go into, like, this course is dumb or nobody loves me or whatever. Like, just speak up again and we'll respond. It's like an accident if we didn't get back to you, because we're really responsive about that. So thank you, everybody, for your engagement, your sincerity. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.